listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app. On the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. About 75,000 workers have begun forming picket lines at Kaiser Permanente Medical Facilities in Virginia, California, and three other states, along with the District of Columbia. They're demanding better wages and more staffing. Chemotherapy has already been postponed for terminal cancer patients like Lisa Schnate's husband.
We're literally losing days with John. I said, well, that's not okay with me. You would not have paused treatment without the strike.
Kaiser Permanente has just issued a statement. It says management and union reps are still at the bargaining table with progress made on several proposals late last night. Ford has made a new offer to workers aimed at ending a 19-day strike. The carmaker says it includes wage hikes that put employees among the top 25% of all U.S. jobs, as well as improvements in benefits and product commitments for union factories. Lawmakers in the House are looking ahead after a Republican faction led a historic quest to oust Kevin McCarthy from his leadership role. Correspondent Nicole Killian is on Capitol Hill.
With no consensus for a replacement, North Carolina Republican Patrick McHenry was designated acting speaker. McCarthy's deputies, like Majority Leader Steve Scalise, are being floated for the job, and some posted last night they'd nominate former President Trump for Speaker of the House.
Mourners are set to say goodbye to California Senator Dianne Feinstein, whose body will lie in state in the rotunda at San Francisco City Hall today, where she launched her political career in 1969. KCBS Radio's Mike DeWald.
The public will be able to pay respects and sign a condolence book. Sonoma State University political scientist David McEwen says it's a tribute bestowed on a select few.
There is no one we have seen in San Francisco's recent past who exemplifies the city, who exemplifies California, and really a call to serve.
A planned private funeral Thursday will now be public.
President Biden is ready to unveil new plans for Americans struggling to pay off college loans. CBS's Linda Kenyon.
The president will announce an additional 125,000 Americans have been approved for student debt relief. This latest wave of relief, which amounts to $9 billion, applies to borrowers with total and permanent disabilities.
Lottery lovers, get online again. Tonight's grand prize is up to $1.2 billion. These New Yorkers have their fingers crossed.
You'd be crazy not to play. You have to be in it to win it, right?
I mean, my hopes are to split this with 100 other people, come into the office, make it margaritas for everybody, and then go buy a boat.
S&P futures up 11. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed, because Indeed's all-in-one hiring solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A Waukesha County judge has supported parents' rights in a school district's gender policy dispute. The judge recently ruled against Kettle Moraine Schools for their handling of a middle school girl's social transition at school. The parents had requested that the school address the girl by her given name, but teachers and administrators used a different name. The judge emphasized that the case was not about parental control over education, but rather about parents having the right to make medical decisions for their children. If you've been on the hunt for an apartment in Milwaukee, you've probably noticed that rental prices are on the rise. According to the most recent apartment list report, Milwaukee has now climbed to second place among metro areas in terms of the fastest growing rental rates in the nation. Over the past year, rents in Milwaukee have surged by 4%. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council. My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Time out!
All right! Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
On the oceans and on my high seas, fish full of mercury. Oh, mercy, mercy me. Things ain't what they used to be.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. And Marvin Gaye was right. Mercy, mercy me. It's Wednesday. That means my co-host, Dr. Robert Craig, is on the line. Good morning to you, Dr. Craig. How you doing?
Good morning, Earl, and I guess happy another historic morning.
Dr. Craig, you've been at this a long time. You're a historian when it comes to all of these things. Where are we at now? I don't mean I don't mean just from the perspective of the Republican Congress, but the impact that this has on our nation right now.
Well, you're right to frame it more broadly, Earl, because this is more symptom than underlying cause. It's just another example of the authoritarian anti-democratic movement that the Republican Party has become. And they've done it at behest of a lot of big corporations and ultra-rich people who stand behind the curtain, kind of like the Wizard of Oz, and people think it's McCarthy, they think it's Gates. Those folks are just shills for something deeper. And they created the public that elected folks like Matt Gaetz. And they also gerrymandered the map so the most extreme right-wing candidates could win office, could be in Congress. And now they can't govern because it's ungovernable. And I've heard good pieces of your last hour with Sandy, Earl, and you're right, the Republican Party doesn't have a platform. In fact, when Donald Trump ran, it was the first time a major party had ever not had a platform. I mean, my goodness, Earl, the organization I lead, CIS National Wisconsin, has a platform, right? Fox News has attacked it. You can look it up. And because it's not about that, it's about, Sandy was saying, responding to situations. It's also about fomenting hatred and fomenting, you know, a division in society to create almost a pseudo-war footing so that you can hold power and win elections by mobilizing folks like CJ. and not educating CJ on any deeper policy platform that you believe in, like your actual solution to the immigration crisis, not kind of adolescent fantasies about building a fortress across thousands of miles across Texas, Arizona, New Mexico, and California, which is just not real. And by the way, a lot of stuff comes in by the legal ports, by the way, and by crossings at places like out south of San Diego. So here what we have, right? That they have a majority. They will not share power with Democrats. In fact, that was the offense that Matt Gaetz did the motion on. It's only the second time in American history the motion has even come to a vote. The other one was 1910, and it wasn't close, and it was against a very malevolent speaker, a bossish kind of Republican speaker, Uncle Joe Cannon, which I'm sure is lost to history for most of your listeners. But he won overwhelmingly because most members of Congress then, if they didn't like Uncle Joe, didn't think it was good for the institution to just remove a speaker in the middle of a session like that. And so it didn't happen. He lost his speakership in the normal way further down the road. So, but we have, we only got a 45-day extension on closing the government. So this is serious, and it's unclear that the House of Representatives can make any decisions. In fact, I'll say this, Earl. It's so bad, I'm not making this up. A question on Chicago Sports Talk Radio this morning was, what is more chaotic and dysfunctional, the Chicago Bears or the U.S. House of Representatives?
Hey, Dr. Craig, any crocodile tears for Kevin McCarthy?
No, he deserves it. He not only was he part of creating the Matt Gaetzes of the world, he gave them all the power because all that mattered was becoming speaker, and he gave them the authority to remove him basically at any moment. And by the way, if there are any crocodile tears to be shed, he removed any sympathy when he, after the Democrats saved him and prevented the government being closing, blaming them
yes.
for the whole crisis on the Sunday morning shows. And now he is blaming the Democrats for losing power, but that they were supposed to vote for him after all of this, when he has run this in a completely partisan fashion, cutting the Democrats out, and he has lied to them repeatedly. He made a commitment on the budget numbers in the debt deal negotiated with President Biden, and he then totally reneged on it. That's why we're here in the first place.
Sandy, I again had some conversations with some of my conservative friends who the first thing they did was pointed the finger. Democrats could have saved him, So this is really at the root of it is the Democrats who chose not to work with McCarthy. And people can believe whatever it is they want to believe. They can live in fantasy worlds all they want to. The Republicans are probably in at this point in time, Sandy, With the 2024 election cycle right around the corner, the guy who they really are supporting the most, the guy who is getting the majority of the support, Donald Trump, is fighting for his life. And yet, you look at where they are, Republicans. And if this was Democrats, we'd say that they're terminal. But because of Donald Trump and who he is, people have so much faith in him, they think that he can somehow fix this or save this. He can't, Dr. Craig, this is beyond Donald Trump and who he is, what the Republicans are dealing with. Is it safe to say that?
Well, I think Donald Trump maybe could have saved it if he'd wanted to, right? But he wants to break things. He just wants to get back power so he can pardon himself and surround him with people who will do his bidding this time because he feels very frustrated about the folks who ignored his unconstitutional acts or wants to have to execute General Milley for planning for a extra-constitutional event like the president trying to do something with the military because he had lost the election or something with nuclear weapons, which was a reasonable thing to do. Talk to the Chinese
yes.
and make sure that there isn't any kind of anything that happens that spooks them and unintentionally causes a global catastrophe. I think it also, there's all the focus on Gates and the most extreme wing of their party. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez put it very well on one of the Sunday morning shows. She said that the whole Republican House caucus are a continuum of their fealty to Trump. They all won't cross him, but they're indifferent. It's just a continuum. And you saw that a lot of credibility by the media has been given to this problem solvers caucus, which is very moderate to conservative Democrats and most moderate Republicans who supposedly get together and solve problems. They're talking about disbanding just the Republicans, the alleged moderates, the problem solver caucus, because the Democratic problem solvers didn't vote to save McCarthy. And so that's there you have it. The Democrats had an obligation to save a Republican speaker elected entirely yes. Republican vote who is operating in a completely partisan way. And he was ousted for relying on Democratic votes to protect the country and the public interest ever.
You know, Dr. Craig, it's unbelievable that mindset exists, that somehow they can put this in their minds that the Democrats had a responsibility to save McCarthy's backside. And I don't know how you get there. I really don't know how you respond to people who can't even understand that can't even be a possible answer to what took place, right? To blame the Democrats because they didn't keep McCarthy where he was. It makes no sense at all to me. And again, everything that I saw in the conversations that were on the floor, it clearly stated that the Republican Party was strongly in support of McCarthy. The majority of the Republicans spoke well for him. They knew what the outcome of this would be. And what it would look like. And so to this day, this morning, they are all in shock. They never thought it would ever happen.
And I think the moral obligation, because they just have to be defeated, is we need to make it plain to enough people that there's a party that is totally dysfunctional and can't govern. On Fox News, from what I could tell last night, they just changed the subject.
Yeah,
no,
I
could spin this.
Yeah.
Jesse Waters was at the interviewing people at the border, that kind of stuff. And I don't know, you monitor right wing talk radio. Do they have any spin on this whatsoever?
No. So, you know, Dr. Craig, I am guilty. I tried to watch a little bit of Jesse Waters last night, just to show you how far these people have fallen. You can say what you want to say, but the guy that was there, in that 7 o'clock hour, Bill O'Reilly, and then Tucker Carlson, and then you go to Jesse Waters, and that's about what has happened to, you know, the conservative movement, and they are in a shambles, and so they really didn't want to talk about it, you know, and that's what they do. They don't talk about these things. They want to, like CJ, change the subject to something else. But the truth of the matter is, Dr. Craig, they've got to deal with this morning. They've got to deal with it the next day, the next week, the next month. It's not going away. We've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, is on the line. We'll be right back.
Wisconsin is facing an unprecedented threat, a constitutional crisis that would overrule the votes of nearly 2 million Wisconsinites who voted in the state Supreme Court election this past April. It's a threat made by some extremist Republicans who are desperate to overturn a fair and democratic election so they can hold on to power. Instead of focusing on the issues we really care about, they are threatening to illegally impeach Justice Janet Protasiewicz without evidence before she's even ruled on a single case.
Removing Justice Janet Protasiewicz from office would threaten our democracy and overrule the will of the people. But it's not too late to protect your vote and stand up for the rule of law. Tell your state legislators not to overturn the results of an election. Tell them to oppose the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet Protasiewicz. Contact your state legislators at 1-800-362-9472. Then visit defendjustice.us to learn more about how you can help stop the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Uh-oh, did a rock hit your windshield from that semi? Don't worry, Auto Glass Now offers fast, reliable, and convenient service. For a limited time only, Auto Glass Now is offering 50% off windshield replacement. Call your local Auto Glass Now today for full details.
Miss our conversations on air? Join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Chance for scattered storms this afternoon. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. High temperatures reach up to 78. Southwest winds 10 to 20 miles an hour. Overcast skies again tonight. Slight chance for scattered rain showers. Lows dip down to about 55. Mainly sunny skies and calm tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 71. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 66 degrees.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw.
540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Text us that same number. It's Wednesday. That means Wednesdays with my guest, Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. So, Dr. Craig, I mean, this is not something that the Democrats can run around and take a victory lap, because the seriousness of the things that we are faced with, for instance, thousands of U.S. healthcare workers go on strike in multiple states over wages and staff shortages, the strikes that are going on, the border crisis, all the other things that are happening right now in this country that need attention from our elected officials and need them now. And yet, Democrats can't just sit back and celebrate, but it's government can't move forward the way it's presently structured now, can it?
Well, that's the curse of a responsibility of being on the Democratic side, which is a broad coalition, but it's the united front of everyone who is actually for democracy and our basic institutions. And the problem is, we care about governing. The other side celebrates when they've broken something, no matter what the consequences, right? We're aware that you need a functioning House of Representatives, because under our Constitution, all bills and all legislation that involve money have to start at the House of Representatives. So that's why the government shuts down just before Thanksgiving, with massive consequences to a lot of average people, a lot of people losing their wages permanently because we've contracted so much out, Earl. If you're a federal worker, it's bad enough. You have to get by and make your and live, meet your basic needs when you're going to get when your money's going to be held as long as the government's closed. If you're a contractor, you don't get it back. And there are as many contracted employees doing federal work as there are federal government employees.
Right.
But this consequence matters. So we have to see. I mean, Democrats got to play a role in seeing if this can at least be a functional House of Representatives that will at least be able to adopt something close to the bipartisan budget deal being worked on the Senate, with Mitch McConnell for the Republicans, of all people. Not a friendly, you know, bipartisan character, but at least he understands we got to have a budget and he has to find common ground with the Democrats in order to have one, right? A Democratic president, Democratic Senate, barely Republican House, and not one that can function. So I don't know. I mean, it's hard to see someone being elected speaker and not having the same problem McCarthy has here. I'm wondering maybe if they just leave this Representative McHenry, now unintentionally famous as Speaker Pro Tem, maybe they're better operating just with a Speaker Pro Tem because, you know, there's less consequences to the threats against him. Okay, remove me. I'm just holding the gavel because I was the one left standing that someone had to slam the gavel down, as he did with great emotion at the end of the session yesterday.
Yeah, and then he turned around and removed Nancy Pelosi from the office that she had, which to me just denoted, you know, just a guy who can't figure it out. You know, I mean, that should have been the least
the bloom off the rose.
That should have been the least of his worries, right? When you think about all the things that are before us. So the other part of this, Dr. Craig, is the people are looking. We've got to look somewhere for leadership, right? You can look here at the state level. And right now you see, you know, Robin Voss and Republicans on the state level clearly worried about losing their power. You know, Dr. Craig, they're going to lose their power, right? Holding on to your power is not permanent. And there hasn't been a permanent Democratic control over Congress. That's not the way it was set up. There'll never be a permanent Republican control. The way this government is set up is that it will fluctuate from Democrat to Republican. And that's the way it's worked. But Republicans have gotten so used to, based on gerrymandering, being totally in control, Dr. Craig, and now they understand that is coming to an end, and so anything could happen.
Well, anything can happen here as far as them doing an illegal impeachment is still a possibility to try to protect their power. But I think your overall point is right that ultimately, power will be lost. Now, it may not be lost to anyone who can govern or wants to govern. The Republican majority in the House is driven by massive and what should be illegal gerrymanders in places like Florida. They didn't actually win a majority of the popular vote for Congress. But Matt Gaetz gained power that way, got to be Speaker, his lifelong ambition. But he still lost power. He lost power because they've created a party and a public in many ways that their own base that is ungovernable. And so you lose power one way or another, but the problem is it's all of our problem, not just their problem now, because where the government is on a course to shut down with no way to reopen it anytime soon, right ahead of the holiday season.
Because 44 days will happen in the twinkling of an eye. Dr. Craig, and none of us should be fools to think that somehow this thing is going to get fixed before then. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, is on board. We'll be right back.
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Tens of thousands of Kaiser Permanente healthcare workers have hit picket lines across the country. CBS Los Angeles, Nicole Comstock.
Kaiser says it leads total compensation in every market and is offering guaranteed across-the-board wage increases along with a $23 minimum wage in California.
The House is in limbo after a faction of Republicans engineered the historic ouster of Kevin McCarthy as Speaker. New York's Nicole Malliotakis was not among them.
He's done a good job. He did not deserve this. It's a complete injustice.
The White House is announcing another 125,000 Americans have been approved for student debt relief. CBS's Linda Kenyon is in Washington.
This latest loan forgiveness is part of a larger effort by the Biden administration to expand relief through a series of fixes to the federal student loan program.
It applies to borrowers with total and permanent disabilities only. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Civic Media Radio Stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Parents are being warned about the risks of AI-generated nude photos. In Muskego, police received a report from the parents of a middle school girl who had befriended someone she believed was a 15-year-old boy on Snapchat. After sharing innocent pictures, it was revealed that the person was actually a 33-year-old man who demanded explicit photos, threatening to manipulate the innocent ones to appear graphic if he didn't receive them. During a recent city council meeting in Franklin, concerns regarding noise levels at the Rock Sports Complex were discussed. The proposed agreement outlined different decibel limits for Milwaukee Milkmen games, extraordinary events, and fireworks, but specific limits were not specified. Some residents expressed skepticism about the effectiveness of acoustic fencing and the proposed agreement. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Save big money on your next project with 11% off everything. From simple paint protection to heavy-duty construction, Polar Plastics Polyfilm has a solution for any project. It can even be used to help seal off drafty windows and save you money on energy costs. An 8x25-foot roll of all-purpose polyfilm is only $8.99 after 11% rebate. Good through October 8th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Follow Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up and the world is in their hands. when you teach the children to jump the very best you can.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. My guest is Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. Dr. Craig, these are the things that, you know, people, unfortunately, we're not thinking enough about. And that's the fact that over 220,000 child care programs across the country, funding was cut this past Saturday. The largest investment in child care in U.S. history. The monthly payments range from hundreds to tens of thousands of dollars and stabilized the industry during COVID-19. Joe Biden and the Democrats thought it was important enough for us to invest, you know, in the children. And this is kind of what separates, right? Sometimes what Republicans believe in and what Democrats believe in. But to think and to hear people say, well, we can't afford that program anymore. Dr. Craig, I mean, we really cannot afford to lose the program. Isn't it safe to say that?
Absolutely. And it's important because, as you've been saying all morning, and your other co-host, Sandy, was saying, we're not talking enough about policy, which is what democratic government is about, right? So it's important to know the history here. Because of the pandemic, Joe Biden and the Democrats were able to massively expand support for child care. Wasn't enough to make child care available absolutely to everyone that's affordable? No. Was it made major progress in that area that we'd never seen before in a crisis situation? Yes. And they wanted, most Democrats and Biden, to make that permanent. In other words, the next step was, we don't just need child care in a pandemic, we need it all the time. Right. And businesses love to go, and the ones that support Republicans complain they can't find workers. This is one of the main reasons. People are unable to work because they need to take care of children. They can't work full time. One of the partners can't work who would work otherwise if they could get affordable child care. Yet those same businesses that like to complain about workforce shortages don't support elected leaders that would actually provide child care, which would be a benefit to them as well as their workers and as well as to the families and kids of Wisconsin and the U.S. Here in Wisconsin, the Republicans cut $300 million from child care when they had a $7 billion surplus, and now they want to give $600 million to 100 millionaire Mark Antanasian, owner of the Brewers.
The Brewers, right.
Who has an asset that's...
$1.6 billion.
So much.
$1.6 billion.
It's worth $1.6 billion. Its appreciation every year is $190 million. They have more than enough money to have a huge increase in equity in the value of the team and to pay for all the maintenance without any public support. And furthermore, I think that just so for all of you who are not really rich, the rich don't actually have to spend their own capital. They can get loans and finance based on it. So you know how much money he can get with his $1.5 billion in equity in the Brewers, an asset he bought for $230 million? So it's good to give that and make Milwaukee pay for a third of it when Milwaukee can't afford basic services. That's also in the Voss bill. In a hearing at State Fair Park Thursday, I'll be there. So, Earl, hopefully some of your audience members will come to that hearing at State Fair Park Thursday at 11, but not doing child care. I don't want to get us off child care, but I want to point out the choices Republican politicians and some Democrats want to make instead.
Well, you know, Dr. Craig, I mean, listen to this. Many families and providers are calling on Congress to create a permanent funding solution to the crisis, warning of the ripple effects on the nation's economy. A Democratic proposal failed last month without any Republican support. It would have continued the grants for 5 years with $16 billion allocated annually. Dr. Craig, $16 billion is a drop in the bucket for a $6 trillion budget. And the good that it would do would wipe out with that $16 billion. These are the things that we're talking about, Dr. Craig, that, you know, we expect somehow people, whether they're Democrats or Republicans, to say that this makes sense it's in the best interest of not only the people, but our government. And yet it can't get done.
There's so much against it, Earl.
I know, but why? Why would they be against that, Dr. Craig?
Because they don't believe that it is. They believe they should have all the money.
I know, but Dr. Craig, they have children too. Dr. Craig, Republicans have children too who need daycare.
They believe in this myth, and some of them have plenty of money can do it, but for those who don't, they believe this myth that it's a matter of merit and anyone who works hard can do it regardless of the facts. You can't afford
right.
healthcare on your own. You can't afford childcare on your own
right.
unless you're wealthy. And so they not only could pay for this and much more, because we should go further, with a very small percentage of the Trump tax cuts, the largest corporate tax cut in American history, their leader, Donald Trump, is running on doing greater tax cuts, not only making the Trump tax cuts permanent, but going further. And the end result is there really won't be any money for child care, Social Security, Medicare, anything else, right? Affordable health care, you name it. And that's the direction they want to go. And of course, they don't want to talk about policy, Earl, because if you talked about policy, their platform is, if you took down what they actually support, now what they don't have a platform that they run on, is incredibly unpopular. So they need to make sure you're not looking there and you're looking somewhere else and you're looking at false enemies.
You know, Dr. Craig, it really does. You come to a point where you kind of lose faith in the government, right? When there are people and families who we know, and then the response is, well, they shouldn't have had children, right? I mean, how draconian is that? And these children become adults, and these people are going to be involved in this government after you and I are gone. And so you would think that even third world nations invest in their children better than we do, Dr. Craig. And yet you get so frustrated because you think these people should know better. But then you realize that they don't, because again, the fact that they're not willing to spend any of these dollars to improve the lot of families in the country and the future of our nation just points out just how, you know, bad things are, Dr. Craig.
Yeah, third world countries invest a lot higher proportion of their wealth. It may be inadequate, but they're poor, right?
And, yes.
And we have a lot to do with that and how we created the world and run the world economy. The Western European nations spend a lot more. The wealthier Asian nations spend a lot more. Yeah, it's a real crisis in democracy because, as I've been saying on your show, Earl, the other crisis in democracy is its failure to deliver. If it can't deliver for people, then why would people continue? And the mission has been to discredit democracy, because the core of this is corporate America and the wealthiest began to realize in the 60s and early 70s, and it started earlier, but they actually built a consensus that the one thing that could prevent them from doing whatever they wanted, polluting, making, causing whatever public and social damage and death that they wanted to for profit, was a democratic government that could regulate their activities and prohibit things that were not in the public interest, like the massive pollution that we used to have in this country before the Clean Air Act and the Clean Water Act. We still have a lot, but it was even worse before. So it's been a mission to discredit our democracy, which is one of the most un-American things imaginable. And we need to stop it now, because we're at a critical point where there may be no turning back. And we have a climate crisis facing us, Earl, with a time deadline. We need to cut emissions almost in half in the next 6.5 years, Earl. And so democracy needs to start working, and very soon. And there's only one party that wants it to work right now.
You know, Dr. Craig, you represent Citizen Action, and you guys are all over the state and in rural areas, and you're trying to get this message to people who identify themselves as Republicans. How successful are you in that quest?
Yeah, and I don't want to say it's only us. There are a lot of other great groups out there that the ones you've not heard of, everyone,
right,
who are doing the door-to-door organizing.
So
there are a lot of new. And so what they're finding is if you can have enough people from the communities people live in who are grounded in those communities and have the conversation at doors with people, have deeper conversations, people do get it. But that's the only thing they don't know otherwise, because media doesn't tell them, because they're being fed disinformation by their own leaders, by the information channels that they're paying attention to.
Right.
But a large number of them, if having a conversation with someone from their own community that they think is like, that they understand immediately has their values like them, then it is extremely impactful. We just have to have more people doing it, more people go off the sidelines and talk to our fellow Wisconsinites and fellow Americans and talk about across these barriers.
You know, it's a monumental try. But it's one that has to be done, and you guys have been at it for a while. But I guess the disinformation campaign, as you know, it certainly did some major damage over the last couple decades, and undoing it is not going to be an easy undertaking.
Well, absolutely, it's ongoing, and you and I both pay attention to right-wing media.
Right.
They've bought their own media; it has its own facts. And it's completely irresponsible and malevolent. We're in an age of propaganda. Just, I mean, when you turn on TV and you see a pharmaceutical ad about this great new remedy that you should pay a fortune for and has horrendous side effects, which you're supposed to be fine, that's propaganda. And so the problem is that there's unparalleled ability to manipulate people and to make them think things are different than they are, to want
right.
things that aren't even things they should want, and that's also something corporate America built, but that is what they are doing. So right now, everyone's talking about how they're trying to figure out how they can get a speaker. They also have all of their opinion researchers figuring out how they can blame this on the Democrats and how they can get out from under responsibility and still win the next election despite it. This horrendous performance, a performance that is malpractice as far as representative government. So that's going on too, and you will soon see them like there's like a homing beacon, Earl. You'll soon see them on one message, and you'll know that that's what they came up with as their best approach, and they'll all speak the script, all their leaders. You watch.
You know, and what I don't understand the most, Dr. Craig, is, you know, as Tom Pamele always says, you can't point to one thing that these conservatives and their viewpoints and what they've done has impacted the lives of the very people who are supporting them. You know, you can't point to one thing that the Republicans have done to help the average person, and yet the average person is still kind of trapped in that believing that they have these views, the ones that are American views, and so I'm an American, and I've got to support that. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. Dr. Robert Craig is on the line, Executive Director of Citizen Action. We'll be right back.
Teach the babies.
Teach the children.
Teach the children.
Teach the babies.
Teach the children.
Teach the babies.
They're the one who's coming out.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Chance for scattered storms this afternoon, otherwise cloudy skies. Daytime highs approaching 78, winds out of the southwest 10 to 20 miles an hour. Slight chance for scattered rain showers tonight. Lows dip down to about 55. Cloudy skies expected. Lots of sunshine tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 71. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 66 degrees.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and the Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK. K.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. My guest is Dr. Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. Let's go to Tom from L.A. Good morning to you again, Tom. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. Hey, Dr. Craig, I have a question. Do you know who Jude Wininski was?
Writer of books, too. Yeah. Yes, I do. Good progressive journalist.
Oh, Jude Wininski. Jude Wininski.
Yeah, Tom. He said he knows.
Craig.
Yeah, he said he knows.
Yeah, but it's not. He said it was a progressive. No, Jude Wininski was. He worked for the Reagan administration, and he came up with this philosophy called the two Santa Claus theories. Anybody in the listening audience, please Google Jude Wininski, Two Santa Claus Theory, Common Dreams. His whole theory was that FDR and the progressives of their time were basically the Santa Claus of Social Security and of Medicare and of all of the social programs, and they kept on losing in Congress. So he worked for Reagan. He said, we're tired of losing all of these battles. And elections, that we need to become the tax cut Santa Claus. And what we need to do is, when we get into office, we need to lower the tax cuts so low on the billionaire class so that when the Democrats come back into power, there's absolutely no money left to spend the money on the social programs. So therefore, they would make it where the Democrats, like Bill Clinton, had to shoot the Santa Claus in terms of welfare, as an example. And that's part of the whole two Santa Claus theory that goes on, and everyone out there should really be aware of it And Dr. Craig, if you haven't looked it up, please look it up, because Tom Hartman talks about it quite a bit. And it's Jude, and it's W-A-N-N-I-N.
Okay, Tom, thank you very much for the call. Dr. Craig?
Great points by Tom, and I confused Jude Winninski with John Judas, who's a progressive journalist. But Tom is absolutely right about Jude Winninski. And you could actually locate what happened in the early 80s and late 70s, where the Republicans had been the party of fiscal restraint and then decided just to give away tax cuts as a kind of Santa Claus, with the lie that it would create so much growth that it would pay for itself, which was proven wrong with the Reagan tax cuts, but they continue with. And that it has two advantages. One, you try to make it very hard to ever roll it back, right, because you've given it away and they can frame it as a tax increase. And that's what we're going to face in Wisconsin. If we ever get Democrat control, there's massive tax cutting for corporations and wealthy people throughout the Walker years. That we will have to roll back in order to fund public education, for example, and they're going to call it giant tax cuts and demagogue on it. But they need to lie and claim it's for average people when it isn't. The one ray of hope in all of this is that the worm has turned. Democrats, and unfortunately Governor Evers is still in the school, used to compete by offering their own tax cuts, more progressive ones that help more average people, but also giving away the money we need for a just and equitable society. Now it's wildly popular to tax the rich, not just to oppose the Trump tax cuts, but to tax them much more. And President Biden supports strongly a billionaire's tax. He just hasn't had the votes in the Senate because of two Democratic senators and the filibuster. And so we can defeat that argument now, but we need leaders that will do it. But Tom is absolutely right. In a way, that's when the Republicans stopped governing and started just trying to have power no matter what the consequences. That's a great story for him to tell.
Hey, Dr. Craig, unfortunately we're done. I don't know what happens to the time. Always enjoy having you on.
Always great to be on, Earl.
All right. We'll talk next Wednesday. Dr. Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. Thank everybody who made the show go. I'll be back on tomorrow. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you later.
I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy. planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe. And is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.